Took a while to get there. I was waiting for the chorus.
That's good, though.
Yeah, that's very, very intense. That's called Grandma Train. And Grandma Train is the name of the band. I don't know. And then the song is called Fallen.
I went to my grandma's house.
Yeah, I guess so.
I went to my grandma's house on the Grandma Train.
I guess so.
Okay.
They don't sound like a Grandma
Train. Not really. They sound like they'd scare my grandma.
So there you go. Check that out. That's from Luke in Australia.
Oh, cool.
He's very into the...
I'm surprised I like that.
He's into the plush toy sort of music.
The what?
Plush toy sort of music.
The velvet.
Yeah.
The know, velvet sure. wall
The
kind
yellow
of stuff.
Chicken. The little yellow chicken, yeah. All right, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right. This is Brad.
And this is Faith.
And we got another show for you today. What the hell?
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
Faith is looking at me like, what was that?
What just came out of your mouth?
You lost your mind? No, that's the name
of
the show.
Did you just swear at me?
No, I didn't. That's the name of the show. What the hell? And it's about hell.
Oh.
See, you thought I was cussing.
Okay.
Sort of. So, yeah, the show is about hell.
I'm not supposed to say that. What did your cousin say? Remember Gail who said when you put Bobby Izzy and then you put blank, she said, I'm not supposed to say.
So I don't say those kinds of words.
I'm not supposed to say those kinds of words.
And I was like, okay. my cousin Gail, my cousin Bobby, we were at his wedding shower. And so I wrote, and you could write on the tables. And so I wrote, Bobby is a blank. And I handed the pen to Gail and she.
That's his sister.
That's Bobby's sister. And she set the pin down, and she's so sweet and quiet and everything.
And she said, I
can't say those kinds of words.
And we all said, well, you could have said, what yeah. were you thinking? You could have said, when Bobby is a nice boy.
Yeah, so she like told on herself, busted herself. Oh, man. Anyway, so.
We're talking about H-E double hockey stick?
Well, the opposite of H-E double hockey stick. is what Faith just cooked in the kitchen. She mixed up some chicken and dumplings. Now they're not official grandma chicken and dumplings because the chicken's all in one piece mm-hmm. with the bone still in it and everything, mm-hmm. which a little unstable.
It's not
a little
soup.
Unstable.
Your grandma made soup.
Made chicken and dumplings.
No, chicken and the kind of chicken dumplings I make is you have the whole pieces and then you put the dumplings and the vegetables over the top of it.
Sure, I understand that completely and it's delicious. I'm mm-hmm. not knocking it. I'm just saying it's not officially grandma chicken and dumplings.
Okay, whatever.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm not your grandma.
It's not better or worse. I'm just trying to give the people an idea of what we're talking about here.
Okay.
But it was delicious. That's the point.
I hope so. It took forever.
The point is, it's delicious.
Thank you.
So.
Ow.
Wow. It, you getting settled over there?
I don't even hurt my knee.
Stop kicking the desk with it.
Can't help it.
All right. Well, I made a comment on some show. You know what? Got to take care of some business first.
Okay.
Before we get into this, because this is going to take a minute. So before we get into this, we got to take care of some business. Got some business. Because this is actually from last week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So here we go. And this is me not turning the volume up for the 100 millionth time before I hit play. Okay, here we go again.
Hello, squirrels. I just listened to your Pregnant Man podcast, and I have a couple things to say. First,
that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't really that long ago. We're a little behind.
Did you say I was a little behind?
Yeah.
Did you just call me?
Mm-hmm.
That's rude.
Sorry.
First of all, I think there's all kinds of perversion going on in that relationship, and I don't think it's okay at all. That is going to be one messed up child. And also,
I happen to agree.
Yeah.
You talked about the chef, the Top Chef show. I've never seen the show. However, I did used to work at this kitchen where the chef, the cook, whatever, was incredibly mean and foul, and she...
Okay, that is a chef. If it was a cook, then he'd just spit on the food. And
if he was a cook, he'd be like at the pit grill.
Yeah, he wouldn't be mean.
A chef is at like a 5-star restaurant.
You can have a chef at like a no-star restaurant.
That's not a chef. That's a cook.
No, it can be a chef.
Not a very good one if they're sitting at a pit grill.
So, there you go.
Would freak out at us all the time and swear at us, and she'd quit like every day, and then she'd come back the next morning.
That's a chef.
And be like, hey guys, what's up? And we were so confused all the time as to whether or not she hated us, but she liked me.
That's definitely a chef.
So to be a chef, you have to be like, what do you call that?
You have to go to culinary school and you have to be mean to people.
No, I think those are the two rules of being a chef. What do you call that? Bipolar personality.
A bipolar personality?
Me, so I didn't really get that upset when she'd freak out. So yes, that really happens in real kitchens, but not all the kitchens I worked in have been like that. Some of them have been great. So that's all. Have a great day. Goodbye.
Bye.
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 Good to know.
See ya.
Good
there you
know.
Go. There you go. Did it again. I'm such an idiot.
Blessings, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Our verse for today is Ephesians 6, 10, and 11. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. We had two very interesting threads on the forum this past week, the banana test and the awareness test. If you have time, go take them. We all know that we have to be aware, constantly on guard for the enemy, that he has plans to deceive us, lie to us, and get our eyes off the Lord. What we're not always so aware of are the little things, the little details that we let slide. They can become more deadly to us than the large obstacles that Satan can put in our walk. We accept these small details, enable them to grow and grow and become a stumbling block to us. So stay aware. Don't miss a small detail because you're looking at the large one. Have a fantastic day in Christ. This is Bonita Ardilla sending you back to our squirrel power couple, Sire Brad and Lady Faith.
Hey, that's me. So there's this video.
Yeah.
And it says count. This is the awareness test. And it says count the number of times the basketball is passed.
Okay.
And so it's got this basketball and it's mm-hmm. got like, I don't know, 6 or 8 guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in this pocket parking lot and they're throwing the ball back and forth to each other. Okay.
And you're going one, two.
And they're running around at the same time. They're kind of running around in a circle. And
oh, man.
The ball,
yeah.
Throwing the ball back and forth. So it's kind of, you know, it's not,
yeah.
It's not hard, but it's not easy. I mean, it's not right. Something you just.
You got to pay attention.
Yeah, you got to pay attention. And you think you're paying attention, but then at the end of the video, it says how many times? And you say 13. I counted 13 or whatever it was. I don't remember. And it says, if you said 13, you're right. But did you notice the dancing gorilla? You know, the moonwalking gorilla?
And you're like, what?
Like, what? And so you have to go back and watch it again, right?
Because you were so focused on the passing.
So focused on that, you didn't see the big giant gorilla right in the middle of the screen moonwalking.
How funny.
And he walks on from one side, moonwalks, and then walks off the other side, and you never notice him.
And isn't that like, interesting?
Isn't that interesting?
Huh.
Yeah.
So is that like Satan moonwalking through?
I just think we need to pay attention. I think we maybe need to pay less attention to what the world's pointing at, more what God's pointing at, I think is the point.
Focus
so what
on the
hell?
You just like to say that.
I do, a little bit. It's my rebellious streak. It's an excuse to say, what the hell? So, what the hell indeed? Well, I made a comment. I always make these comments to get me in trouble.
Okay.
So I made this comment about hell and about how I didn't necessarily know that it was going on forever torture.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, I remember that.
So people said,
I knew it was coming.
Please.
The minute you said it, I thought, oh,
explain,
boy.
Please explain, Lucy. You got some explaining to do. All right. So here we go. For the record, and I'm going to ask you your opinions as well, so have them prepared, please.
Oh, boy.
I want to know what you think, what you believe.
I don't really know if I have one.
What I believe, okay, what I know the Bible says to be true is if without Jesus, okay,
mm-hmm.
there's no way into heaven.
Right.
And that there will be a final judgment in which if your name is not written in the book of life, you'll be cast into the lake of fire.
Right. That's what it says.
This will not be a good thing.
No. I can't imagine it would feel good.
This will be a horrible thing, a bad thing, the second death, the worst thing ever. Right. Worse than...
the first death.
Yeah. Worse than... I think... I personally believe it'll be worse than anything we can imagine, even if that imagining is a forever torture.
A horrible thing, yes.
Right. I mean, to me, this...
separation from God.
If you look... But now, this is what I think. This is not... Okay, that's what I believe.
This is your opinion.
That previous thing was what I know and what I believe.
Okay.
This is my opinion.
This
I'm fixing to say.
This is now Brad's opinion.
We are now leaving the realm of doctrine and entering into the world of speculation into what... interpreting what the Bible says.
Okay.
And making an educated guess.
Gotcha.
When the Bible talks about eternal life, and there's always one passage that's quoted, quite a bit, and that is Matthew 25:46, where it says, these will go to eternal life, and these will go to eternal punishment.
Mm-hmm. The sheep and the goats.
Well, the two words that are the same, that people always point out, the exact same word there in the Greek is aioneios. It's A-I-O-N-I-O-S in the Greek, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the emphasis is on the exact same syllable on everything, and it means age-lasting, okay?
Right, age-lasting, yeah.
So if you believe in eternal life, you must believe in eternal punishment, right? They're the same thing.
But an age is not eternity.
Well, it could be. I mean, I think in this case it is.
Okay.
I think that it is on. I think that means age-lasting, in other words, ongoing.
Okay.
Forever. The question is, in my mind, is not what eternal means,
mm-hmm.
but it's what life means.
Okay.
And what punishment means. In other words, an age-lasting life
mm-hmm.
or an eternal life, an ongoing life, right,
mm-hmm.
is to me different than an eternal punishment, something that's going to last forever, something there's no redemption from, there's no repentance from. So if I tell Helen, you know what? You're going to be grounded for a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's repentance from that.
There's a
recovery from that. There's mm-hmm. a reconciliation. Even if I spank her, that's a one-time event that I can never take back.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there is a repentance from it. There is to say, I'm sorry, and there's a forgiveness, and there's a reconciliation. I think what this is talking about here is an eternal punishment, a punishment that cannot be reconciled. In other words, when you're thrown into the lake of fire, there ain't no coming back. There's no forgiveness. There's nothing on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's it. That's all. Now,
how long that lasts, I don't know, because then you get to the other side of that sentence in Matthew 25:46, and that is life. We're not promised immortality, whether we're saved or not.
Okay.
We're only promised immortality, as in life, if we are through Christ,
mm-hmm.
if we accept Christ. So to me, eternal life is something that is ongoing, and it is something that is age-lasting, that there is no changing of, right? If we
mm-hmm.
get eternal life, in other words, we get a life that cannot be taken away.
Okay.
Just as we get a punishment that does not be taken away. Now, how long we exist after that punishment is given, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what existence is without life. I don't have any context for an existence without life. However, there is a biblical reference to that, and that is when Adam was told that when you eat this fruit, on that day, you will surely die.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the future, not 100 years from now, not 800 years from now, but on that day, you will mm-hmm. surely die. So Adam, when he departs, or when he's kicked out of the garden,
right.
is a different Adam, is a fallen Adam, is a dead Adam. He had mm-hmm. a dead spirit.
Dead spirit. Mm-hmm.
And so that's different than the way he existed prior to that.
In the garden, yes.
So Adam had existence even after his death.
Right.
That the Lord talked about. Now, so will we have existence after our punishment? I mean, that's the speculation part. That's what to me I really don't know. But I do know it will be different than the life that is in heaven. So to me, in Matthew 25, those two things, eternal punishment and eternal life, are not polar opposites.
Okay.
Okay, those are two very different things that are being described. One you want, one you don't. And that's about it. But they're not necessarily complete opposites.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a sense, you know, even if it was annihilation,
mm-hmm.
Even if that punishment is a second death and the fact that you cease to exist, I think that is possible. I'm not saying I believe it. And I'm not saying it's going to be something that's painless. Okay. But I don't think that it is, I don't know that it is an eternally lasting Dante's hell. And that's where we get our idea from hell.
That's what I was just thinking, that our idea of hell comes from Dante.
More from Dante than it was from the Bible. If you start from the Bible and look for your idea of hell,
it's very different.
You don't necessarily come up with Dante's version.
Right.
And
screaming, melting faces and
now you the do, fire. You do have Lazarus' description,
mm-hmm.
you know, where the rich man and Lazarus, not Lazarus' description, but it's Jesus' description of the rich man who's in hell and or who's in Hades and who is, which is a different place than hell.
Right.
Supposedly. So he's in Hades and he can't, and he's so parched that he asks him, you know, just for a drip on the tongue mm-hmm. and asks if he can go tell other people. And it's explained there that there's no way out of hell or no way out of Hades because there's this schism fixed or whatever you can't get across and all that. So there is some descriptions and they're not pleasant.
No.
But, you know, but that Hades will end. That's an ending place because people are raised from there and then go to judgment
and then are in hell.
Yeah. So, and I know there's other issues. I mean, trust me, I know there's other issues. Like, well, that means that people died 2,000 years ago get to spend 2,000 years in Hades, and the people who'd only died like the year before Jesus comes back only get to spend a year in Hades, and that's not fair, is it? I don't know. I didn't make the rules. I don't know what's fair or not. I don't know if time exists there.
Yeah.
I mean, as we know it, I mean,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
1 minute there may be exactly the same as 10,000 years there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But all I know is what the Bible says.
Right? And what your opinion is.
And what my opinion is. Well, no, all I know is what the Bible says. I don't even trust my opinion. So, what is your belief on hell, Missy?
Huh.
What the hell?
You know what? It's going to get old.
It already is a little bit.
It's going to get old.
Just a little bit. Go ahead.
My belief on hell. I think... it's probably very similar to yours. Growing up, I was terrified of hell and of going there. And I was so terrified I wouldn't even say it.
I'm not going to say it.
I can't. I'm not even going to say the word. It's a bad word. But I understood it as a polar opposite. That's how I understood that there was heaven and there was hell, and they are completely different. I mean, as far as, you know, one is forever good, one's forever bad, kind of that idea.
Yeah.
But as I've learned and kind of learned about Dante and learned, read Matthew and kind of went through scripture, I don't know if my opinion has changed only in, like you've said, in that it is time the same? I don't know. So I guess my opinion about hell is basically the same as yours in that...
well, good. I'm glad we're equally yoked.
And, you know, I don't go into it because you just spent a lot of time talking about it, so... I'm not going to bore everybody again. I'm not going to go through it again. But
back through it.
Back through it.
You don't want to go back through it. You don't want to repeat the same thing.
Well, that's but what we I just hear said.
If there's any differences.
I want to hear something new. I don't think so. I think that I just... I think as a child, you get it in your head because mm-hmm. you're just told what a horrible place it is. And so mm-hmm. you don't really think a lot about it. You just know... that if I don't know Jesus, then that's where I'm going to go, and it's bad. And you just figure that since because you don't have a full, you don't have the context of heaven, and I didn't understand anything about the new earth, and that we're not going to be in heaven forever. There's going to be a new earth, and we're going to come back and live on the earth again. Mm-hmm. And I didn't understand that. I just figured I was going to go in heaven and live in a mansion for the rest forever, forever and ever. I didn't know anything about having a new body. I didn't know any of that. Mm-hmm. So I think as a child, it's so simple because you're going to go live in a gold mansion in heaven, walk on streets of gold and have diamonds. And when you're little, that's what you think. And then otherwise you're going to be burning in hell. It's going to hurt forever. And that's the concept that you have. And I think without the understanding of God's heaven and the new heaven and the new earth and the, thousand year reign and all of those things, you can't really understand one without the other, I don't think.
I think sometimes it was oversimplified to us.
Right.
And never corrected.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't think most people know.
That's what I mean. When we were kids, it was given to us simply. Uh-huh. And it was oversimplified because we were kids and we could understand much
more.
Right. But yet that was never corrected because our generation or the previous generation did not do a very good job of discipling in general.
Uh-huh. I don't think that people understood heaven and hell in a way that, I mean, the general population, okay, I'm not saying people didn't. I mean, my dad seemed to have, but he didn't explain it to me. I find out later, but I'm like, well, you never told me that. I never knew about that.
Right.
So they may have known it, but then they, like you said, they never came back and said, okay, this is what we told you when you were six. Now this is the rest of it.
But now, to be fair, though, that generation also investigated things for themselves. They read the Bible themselves mm-hmm. and came up with the ideas themselves, And so they we thought we would do the same thing, but hey, we're the video generation. We ain't watching. We ain't reading no Bible. Is it on TV? And so that thing never got discipled, and we didn't investigate it for ourselves. And it's only now I think that things are turning around as the information age arrives and all of that. Now,
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey there, kiddies. How y'all doing?
Hey,
Buford.
Listen, I got my two cents to throw in this on this hell stuff, okay?
Oh, boy. Okay. What do you think about hell?
1601 Maple Street.
That's where you think hell is?
I know it, sir.
What is 1601 Maple Street?
It's my mother-in-law's house. You ever go over there for supper, I tell you, it's a new realm of hell, let me tell you. Dante's Inferno right there in the kitchen. She's got she's full of guilt trip. Oh, man, she knows more about guilt than that Aston Brown knows about pickles, let me tell you.
Oh, really?
I am telling you. It's like an art form over her.
Did you mean Elton Brown?
What'd I say?
Aston Brown.
Same guy, isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
You know who I was talking about.
I think, okay. Yeah.
Anyway, what was I saying? She knows more about guilt than, it's an art form. That's what
right,
I was
yeah,
saying.
You were talking about guilt trips, yes.
Man, I'm telling you what, because she'll even give you a plate of food, right?
Uh-huh.
And it'll be mound up on. She's a good cook. I ain't knocking her cooking. Mm-hmm. Okay, it ain't exactly my mama's cooking, but still, mm-hmm. it's cooking, right? She'll mound that thing up so high you can't hardly stand it. And if you want a little, what was that there? I didn't catch it. Oh, I don't know. I guess that was y'all's phone or something. Anyway, listen. She gives she's just a mound of food on your plate.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want, a lot of food, just ask for a little.
Okay.
If you want a little food, forget it, because there ain't no such a thing over there.
Oh, okay.
And then you get through eating it, and she'll say, you want a little more? You want a little more? There is no little more, okay? Because if you ask, if you say, yeah, I'll take a little more, then it's a whole nother mound, I'm telling you.
Okay, so this is a bad thing. Why?
Because, listen, you're stuffed. You're full from the first one,
but
right?
You can't tell her you don't want any?
Then if you say, no, ma'am, I don't want any more. Forget that, too, man, because she's like, oh, you didn't like it, did you? Well, I thought it was a little salty, I tried to make it as best I could, but, I guess I put too much salt in it. No, I didn't have too much salt. We didn't have too much. Oh, you think it was good? Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Well, here, have a little more. And then she puts it on your plate. I'm telling you, there is no little more. There's always a lot more. And it, and then you're just about to burst. You're just about to go. And then she'll bring in the pie. Oh, my goodness. If you don't eat the pie, she's the most offended woman in the whole planet. You think you just slapped her mama. You know what I'm saying? So then you got to eat the pie. And then you think you're done, but you ain't done. You got to have coffee. And then you ain't done yet because then you got to have a cookie. And then you got to take some home for mama. You know, I mean, some home for you later. And it's just never ending. And she's throwing food at you. And you're going out the door.
I'm sorry.
Oh, miserable. And you can't sleep for 3 days. That's all part of her plan to drive me crazy.
Oh, is that it?
Oh, I'm telling you. And that's just one realm of the guilt there.
Okay.
That's just the food realm.
Oh, the food realm.
Then there's the coffee. Oh, yeah. Then there's the calling me realm and the coming over realm. You know, you spend 2 hours there, and the last thing she says to you when you leave, now, don't wait so long for you to come back. I get all lonely over here, you know. I ain't got nobody else to come and see me except you guys, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And you're like, oh, my brother, I'm telling you what. I'm telling you. It's a horrible place over there, man. And it's like surrounded with little men with pitchforks and flames in the back.
So they just hang out over there and jab you as you go in and out?
I just dread it. I dread it every week. Anyway, so that's my 2 cents on hell.
Oh, okay.
All right, see y'all to hell later.
Now that wasn't very nice.
He's as bad as you.
I'm telling you.
Our neighbor tries to lay guilt trips.
She dabbles in
guilt trips, yeah. But I don't let her.
No.
It doesn't affect.
She's not kin to me.
I am not a person that guilt trips can be laid upon, and neither is Brad. No. So,
well,
maybe Brad a little bit. I am not a person that guilt trips can be laid upon. So don't even try, because it doesn't work,
and
you'll just be mad at me because I'll be like, "Well, I don't care."
No. And this one, she doesn't really work because she's not kin to me.
Right. So. And we're not related, but she is a sweet lady.
She is sweet. I'm not saying she's not sweet.
You know, she loves Helen to death, and. But she will.
She will. Do not like my grandmother, though. They'll cry when you leave.
Meemaw doesn't cry.
Not Meemaw, my other grandmother.
Oh,
the
granny.
One I never go see because she...
Granny.
Yeah.
Because she's intolerable.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Oof. Anyway. So, there you go. There's the hell show.
Hmm.
All about hell. Everything you wanted to know about hell.
Well, not quite everything.
It's everything you want to know about it. You don't want to know anymore.
It's hot and it hurts.
Anywho, so there you go. And hell is not for us.
No.
Hell is for, that's another thing. I'm sorry, I'm getting back into it again, aren't I? But the thing to remember is that hell was not created for us. God didn't create hell to torture us in.
Right.
Or to punish us in. Hell was created, it says in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
it was prepared for the devil and his angels. No, the devil and the man of sin, I think is what it actually says.
The Antichrist.
Antichrist, the man of sin, mm-hmm. something like that. And or the beast. It's created for those two people anyway, the devil and somebody else.
It's the Antichrist, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Well, the beast is the Antichrist.
We may have to look that up.
And the same thing? Beast and the Antichrist?
I don't know if it's the same thing or not.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. No?
I don't know. It's not clear.
Huh.
Never says that. Anyway.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, so it was prepared for them. It says it was prepared for them to only. But, unfortunately, if your name's not written in the book of life, you get tossed in there with them.
Then Adam ate that fruit.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Things go awry.
Yep. See what happens when he's not paying attention to his wife?
What?
That's what happens.
When you're not paying attention to your wife?
That's right. That's what happens.
She eats forbidden fruit.
He was standing right there. He just wasn't paying attention.
No, man. He was off working on his garden.
No, he wasn't.
Car.
He was right there with her.
Don't be tapping on the desk. It doesn't say that. Don't be making verses up.
I'm not making it up. It wasn't like he was wandering off without her. She said, Adam... She turned and said, you want a bite? So she didn't like, what'd she do? Go run off and find him? That's not how it sounds to me. It sounds like he was right there.
Then that's not how it sounds to me. It sounds like he was off piddling with something. Like men always do.
Hmm.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Okay.
Because she was being asked questions and he wasn't paying any attention.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, you just don't want to take the rap.
I'm not trying to blame.
I'm just kidding.
Trying to say that. Yeah, but you say stuff like that, and then I got to go defend it on the forum.
What?
Just throw stuff out, and then all of a sudden
I'll throw stuff out. You call me a goat?
Now, wait just a minute. You're taking that out of context.
A fainting goat?
Yes.
I don't even know what that means.
You're taking it out of context.
I don't even know how that even pertained to what we were talking about at this point.
Because you brought it out of context. That doesn't make any sense.
Didn't make any sense then either.
Yes, it did.
Except for the fact that you thought it was funny you called me a goat.
That was later. It was later when I realized I got away with it. You were
10 seconds later.
Don't let me get back into that because it made perfect sense in the context of the
story. Okay, whatever.
All right. So you just have to go back and listen to it. That's the Netflix fight. If you're looking for the goat comment,
oh, yes.
It was on the show, the Netflix fight.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Bye, else can do this, everybody. We'll talk to ya
later.
Later. Sometime later. I don't know. When.
Two blind squirrels, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.